Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get up off my feet, I'm dancing to a different beat. This is the way I am, it's just the way I am. And I wanna dance with you, yeah, I'm your biggest fan.
Hello everybody and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back. Oh my god, I just got back from my post-op appointment for my nose. So painful. I'm going to get into all of that. I'm going to try to explain to you what it looks like. And But I have my mom on the show and she's getting into her trip to Miami. We're diving into a little bit of marriage and divorce and all the hideousness that comes with divorce and children and whatnot. So I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, my gorgeous mother, Connie Pouchet.
Well, hello, hello, hija. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good.
Yeah?
Yes.
You look very happy.
I look happy even though I'm swollen.
Why are you swollen?
Well, that's a good question, Natalie. I don't know if it's because of my trip or because of everything that I've consumed.
All right, everybody wants to know how Miami was. So you were in Miami for
3 days.
Yes, 3 days, and you were doing some press.
Yes.
So get into it. What happened? How did it go?
All right. So the idea was to take the little boy, you know, now he's not a boy, he's already a teenager. His name is Luis Angel Jaramillo, who actually was the voiceover for the voice of Miguel with the movie Coco.
Right.
And he's the one that did the Spanish version, even though a lot of people don't know it. But there's an English version and the Spanish version. He did very well. South America, I mean, they loved him. Even Russians came over to Mexico.
And he kind of like looks like him a little bit.
People were asking him.
Yeah.
I mean, did they actually do
the character
yeah. based in your looks? And he kept saying, not that I know of.
Yeah.
You know, because there, if you see the kid that did the English version, he's a little different.
Yeah.
Or he was a little different.
Right.
One of them is a little thinner. The other one is a little bit heavier. But anyway, after all, there's do you know the song when he screams and un poco loco when he goes?
Yes. Ah! Yes.
That's they kept that one in the English one.
Oh, that's Luis.
That's Luis's.
Got it.
So he comes from a little pueblito in Mexico, and just mom would send him to school since he was to singing classes and guitar lessons. Since he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from there, single mom, he kept going to classes and
auditions. Right.
Until one day he made it because of some kind of a video that people saw on YouTube. And then he made it into the Voice in Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when he made it into the...
Oh, right. And everyone turned. He had a four-star turn or something. Or a four-chair turn, I mean.
Exactly.
Maluma.
Exactly.
Was one of the...
Yes.
Was one of the people on judges. Yes. Oh, I would die.
And he didn't win. Mm. He didn't win on that particular season. So someone saw it again and said, hey, we're looking for a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And through the voice, I guess that they contacted someone else. And then finally got to him saying, I think they're looking for you. All the other kids from the same voice.
Oh my gosh.
They go, I think they're looking for you for something very special with Disney. So mom finally reached out to them and they were actually Disney or Pixar. They were in Mexico City recruiting kids that could sing and act and do all this. And so everything was top secret. Until finally, you know, after all these children, they were told that they might be the one.
Yeah.
He was the one that said, officially, you're the one.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So the thing is that they don't really know much about him here in the United States. But I mean, he's a great soul, great kid.
Yeah.
And I'm being represented.
And you told me something that was interesting. They don't give royalties because you would think like, oh my God, he did the movie Coco. He's probably so rich or whatever.
No.
Or he probably got paid so much money.
No.
They didn't.
No.
So they don't give royalties.
No. They said that Disney
out of
is
the country.
toughest people to give any kind of royalties, period.
Yeah.
So they, I mean, this is the way, like the way, I guess the way it works, because this was, I don't know, one of the movies that has made, you know, so much money in every way.
I mean, all Disney movies make a lot of money, but the kid that played Miguelito here
in
the English version, he got royalties, you think?
I don't know.
Okay, so maybe they didn't.
Right. They give him an upfront lump sum.
Yeah.
And they're saying, here, write it down, sign that this is a work for hire.
Right.
It's, you know, quote unquote, work for hire means this is it.
Yes.
You work for me and this is your payment. You were
right.
You're an employee. A very well-known and very famous employee.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you guys get to Miami.
So we get to Miami.
And you guys went because it's Halloween.
Dia de los Muertos.
Right. And so they were having events for this.
And it was not even, we don't even want to call it Halloween because specifically for the movie, it's called Dia de los Muertos.
Right.
Where people kind of
It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing.
Yes.
So, and then because it's personaje, what do you say? His
a personality?
Yeah, he's
a persona. What?
Yeah, his persona reflects the Dia de los Muertos because of the movie.
Oh, right, because his character
Exactly. So because of the character is so important with the movie, it's the Embassy of Mexico invited him to perform in this beautiful Coral Gables park where he was like advertising all over. And so he was the main character invited into
the main act. Yeah.
Main act. So they had live mariachis and dancers. The park was full of colors and all the Dia de los Muertos images everywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of happiness everywhere. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was representing him and it was just, I picked up the phone and I called Despierta America, which is like, Good Morning America,
right,
in Spanish. Then they're based in Miami. And every person that I called in every single station, either radio or TV, they all said, yes.
Bring him in.
Can you bring him? Can you bring him? So it was a lot of excitement. And
Miami's always fun.
Oh, goodness
There's
gracious.
Always a pulse in Miami.
No. So that night after the event, it's already October 30th. So what happens? Everyone in Coral Gables, they're already going out partying.
Oh my
gosh. In every elevator of any hotel, you start seeing
everyone's
all these
dressed up.
Dressed up? You mean naked up?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, woo! Okay. I mean, you name it. All nationalities, different colors, cultures. People were like going out there galore and
just partying their asses off.
Totally.
Oh, how
and so
fun.
We went out for dinner and then I said, oh my goodness. I wonder how it feels to be kind of naked in Coral Gables and being so young and full of life.
It's been a few years for you.
Yeah. So I had my photographer and videographer with me. And so he was pretending to film Miguelito or Luis Angel.
And he was filming all the naked girls?
He was filming all the, all these outfits, crazy outfits. Women with almost boobies and nalgas all over.
My gosh.
And then when I turned around and he was flashing, was all red. And I said, are you filming us or are you filming somewhere else? He goes, oh, no, something just caught my eye. Sure, something almost picked your eye.
I love it. So you guys, it was a quick trip. So you were there just
very
a couple
quick.
Days.
And the Mexican embassy invited us. So we were given a great welcome.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And we got invited for other events.
Good.
So what happens in Miami, what they do is that they said that there's about 5,000, maybe a little bit more, Hispanics, Mexicans, from actually Mexico there. And the embassy is in charge of bringing the culture from Mexico for the next generations not to forget who they are.
Nice.
Yeah, the sense of who we are as Mexicans.
Right.
So
keep the culture alive.
Exactly. So and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job. So I was able to say hi to El Consul, and he's the one that said, Well, I heard that you also have another project that Luis Angel is, you know, involved. And says, well, when you have that song ready and you want to go to the White House, and let us know, because we also want to back you up. We want to be there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, yes.
And that's how doors open.
Absolutely. I went there for one purpose, and I ended up opening more. He even said, do you want to come with the singers and perform in Washington, November 17th?
Oh, my gosh.
Dreamers are going to be there, and they're going to love you, and this and that. And I said, wow. I mean, absolutely. So
that's amazing.
Yes. So it was an exciting, exciting time. And like you said, you open one door, but the other one's open for you.
Yes, exactly. That's why you always have to say yes to everything. Just go to the event. Go to the party. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to run into.
Right.
It's so important.
Yeah.
And then while you were gone, we were all here.
Yes.
I was recovering from this damn nose surgery.
Which, by the way, looks awesome.
Okay. So I just went earlier today and I drove up to LA to get everything taken off. So they basically take off the cast and then they have to remove the stitches and like the sutures that are basically going along the edge of the nose.
Right.
Not the ones that are inside the nose. Those are going to dissolve.
Right.
So it was supposed to take 15, 20 minutes. It took almost an hour because all of the stitches basically were blending into my skin.
Uh-huh.
And they were like stuck in my skin.
So he had to go deep, deep, like...
I almost passed out. I was just laying there and like tears.
Your tears were
they were
falling.
Like alligator tears. And she was like, oh, she spoke Spanish. She was like, no llores, don't cry, don't cry. And I'm like, oh, I'm not crying. It's just, you know, so fucking painful. Anyway, so they take off the cast and I kind of want to die. Mom,
I just saw it right now. You exaggerate.
No.
Natalie, that's because right now you have a normal nose.
It's not normal. It's fat.
No.
It's swollen and it's...
Okay, I'm going to raise your hands. If you think it's swollen, raise your hand.
I didn't even post. I couldn't post a photo on Instagram yet.
No,
it's
and
too
I'm
swollen.
Sure you're going to probably do it because I know you. You're going to say,
eventually.
Okay, raise your hand. Say yes or no. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say no. It looks perfectly normal.
I know. But you're also used to all of your children having nose jobs. We talked about that last week. We talked about last week how us growing up, you guys all were totally pro- surgeries. Nose, boobs, this, that. You guys love it.
And I remember speaking to a lady once and she said, if I was to be born again, I would encourage anyone to go through surgeries just to feel better.
Like if that's what it takes?
Absolutely. There's no reason for anyone to suffer because I my nose is so big, or because, you know, my eyes are like this way or that way. I mean, my stomach, you name it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you have the possibilities.
Okay, but I feel like you take it one step. You take it one step further. You like if you, you know, those shows that they have all the plastic surgery. I feel like you would be the type that's like, yes. Put the make the kneecap a little bit higher, add a calf and add a muscle here and a muscle there, because for you to do one squat,
I mean, I'm not afraid of that, that's for sure.
No, you're not.
And even now I said, oh, maybe this is, you know, when you're getting older,
yes,
your nose starts to fall. I mean, your nalgas, I mean, your stomach too, everything starts to fall. Your boobs, I mean,
everything.
Yeah.
But your nose and your ears never stop growing. Uh-huh. You know that, right? You knew that.
And maybe the nose, but not the ears.
Yes, that's why when you see
and
old
my
people.
My ears should be like Dumbo right now.
That's why you see old people and they have the biggest noses and the biggest ears, because that never stops growing.
I never knew about the ears.
Yes.
Huh?
Yours look kind of long.
No, mine are long because of my earrings. And every grandchild and every child that I've had, they've pulled onto my ring earrings.
And they keep pulling.
Are you kidding me? You know how many times they closed my ear, my what do you call this?
The hole?
Yeah.
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 From the piercing.
I mean, they've closed several holes. Doctors have closed several holes in my life.
Yeah. I
became a virgin.
After me.
Yeah. I got that.
Yeah,
also.
But technically.
Yeah.
They say like you're a virgin when your cherry pops, which means you have to bleed.
Right.
You never bled.
Well, I bled from a different.
Okay, moving on.
Sorry, not.
Speaking of, you haven't dated in so long.
No, I haven't dated.
Mom, you need to date. This is the time. You are at your peak and you always have an excuse. I'm too fat. I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too enough.
I wonder what it is. Of course, I mean, you're not, your body's not asking.
Have you checked your hormones? You have, right?
I speak to my hormones. I say, what the heck are you? Hey, wake up. You.
No, I feel like you went to the doctor. No?
I did.
And I feel like all of your things are fine.
Everything is good. I think it's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've dated enough. Of course, it would be wonderful.
I feel like you've had some bad luck.
I think I know what it is.
What?
The older that you get, mm-hmm. okay, and you still feel healthy, and the people the same age as you are, they are like, whoa, like not doing good. Like they say, you should date the same age as you or yeah. maybe a little older. Heck no. If I start dating a little older, I mean.
You're taking care of them.
Yeah.
No, but there are some really, really fit 60, 70-year-olds.
Yeah, those want 40 years old and 30 years old.
I know, that's true.
Okay? So we're in a very bad position.
Okay, but look at the women that date young. They date like men that are 8 years, 10 years younger.
Like you have to be incredibly overwhelming physically. Like in your 60, you're 60, 60, 65, and you have the best boobs and the best this and the best of that.
You don't have to. Your personality is fantastic.
Yeah, but sometimes once you stop talking with your personality and you discover the rest, it's like, she was very funny, but no. Oh, she's smart, but no. It is what it is. I mean, that's
so
just...
would you date a guy that's 50?
Of course. A 50-year-old? Yeah. Yes. Heck yes.
Okay, but what if he's super fit and all he wants to do is go hiking and he wants to go surfing on the weekends and he's just all
I can still do all that. I feel strong enough to do all that.
But do you want to do all that? Not that you're...
Not necessarily that I do it, but if I have to go, you know, out of my comfort zone...
You have to fake it? You have to fake it till you make it?
I would probably have to fake it a little bit, yes.
I feel like I am the biggest catfish. Anytime I would date anyone, I was like, oh my God, I love hiking. Oh, I love doing all these things. And then when it came down to it and we would be in a relationship, I was like, on a Sunday, 6 a.m., I'm like, I don't want to go on a freaking hike. Let's go to brunch.
Yeah.
And I just completely changed the whole script. Yeah, it was just to reel them in. It was to get them to like me. And then once they were with me, I was like, I ain't doing any of that shit.
Yeah, I think we love to eat.
Yes.
You know, like everything is like, how about a nice dinner? Can I cook for you? And I go, can we just go hiking? Can we just go swimming? Can we just go to the, you know.
And you're like, I'll make you some really good tacos.
I can make the best tacos. And it's my chile con huevo is the best.
We are the worst though. We go out to eat more than anyone.
Now, if you find a man that loves to eat.
I mean.
Look. And he loves to be spoiled and pampered. And yes, of course, you know. Some nice entertaining.
Yes.
I think that's the type of man that would probably be in your life. But if you find someone that is...
That's what you need, though. You need someone that's ready to travel, that likes to eat.
Yeah.
And
I like funny.
Maybe,
I people that are really like...
You like funny and smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't be that serious. I can't.
Yeah, but you also are so freaking picky. They have to be like 6 feet, blue eyes... Super fit.
All right,
I mean,
so,
like, Jesus,
hello,
honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're there and you have a mom, I mean, if you have a dad,
a mom.
No.
Do you want a mom?
No. You have a dad that it's a no.
That's not with your mom.
That's not with your mom. Please give Natalie a call.
Oh, no. My gosh.
But why is it so hard to lose weight, Natalie?
It's not that hard.
No, it is hard.
Well, look.
When you get to my age.
When you get older, obviously, hormones have a lot to do with it. But I feel
like... Hormones, quesadillas.
Yes.
Grandchildren.
That's what it is, Mom.
Yeah.
You just have to get out there. You have to... It's all about calories in, calories out. That's what it boils down to. It's a very simple equation, okay? For most. Obviously, you have thyroid issues. It doesn't help. Right?
Yes.
And yeah, with age, things just aren't the same. But you also have to love and you have to enjoy life, first of all.
Which I do.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah.
Too much?
No, I do enjoy. I enjoy life. Yeah.
Because you also don't want to live a life especially like in this like third chapter of your life, yes, where you're now depriving yourself of a good time and a good meal and a good cocktail. Yeah. Why? But yeah, you got to move your body.
Yes.
If you want to live long, Mom, you got to move your body. You got to sweat a little bit. You got to stretch. Longevity.
Yes.
You got to do those things.
You got to move.
You got to move. Even if you're dancing. I don't know. I don't care what you do. You got to move.
Exactly.
You can't be like Grandma Chata.
No.
Our poor
no.
grandma. I mean.
Yeah.
She was just sitting on a couch all day.
But let me tell you, just walking in Disneyland 10 miles and I did it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no, you did it.
I mean, now every time I think, wait a minute, I think that in every party that I go, I think I'm the only adult there.
I don't see
a lot of other adults.
What parties?
Our parties that you guys make.
Oh, I know.
Maybe there's, I don't, my sisters are not there. For some reason, it's like, I know. That's why I think I need to find a partner. So if you're listening and you have a really fun dad, uncle, neighbor,
an ex.
Please, an ex that you want to get rid of. just call Natalie.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so I have a question for you.
Okay, go.
You think that we can ask people?
Yeah.
I have, you know, they know that I'm a songwriter. So I have a song that I already have the music, but there are so many topics that I can put into the song. Mm-hmm. It could be a waltz. It could be... for a wedding, quinceañera, mother, father, for someone that left already this world. There's just so much because the music is adorable, beautiful. My question is, if we can ask anyone that has musical, even if they don't have a musical, but if they can feel what I'm saying, maybe they can give us topics of what they
envision the song to be? The lyrics?
Maybe there's something that hasn't been said that people can say, oh, you know what, Connie? I would love to hear this kind of subject.
Okay. Are we allowed to play a little bit of the music? Or how will they know?
No. Just think that if it's something related to love, it's a music
You're just saying, just give us topics of what you would want to hear a song about. Okay.
Yes. What has...
But we're not letting them hear the actual music.
No. I just want them to know that if they're chosen, mm-hmm, just for the idea. Mm-hmm. I remember one time someone gave me just a title.
Yes.
The title was A Love Without Sex.
Okay.
Can people love without sex? Okay. Well, that was just the title.
Yes.
And I remember making the most beautiful song.
Okay.
And they said, how did you come up with this? Well, I said, I don't know. Somebody just said it. And then
did you give them credits?
You don't give them credits. I mean, what kind of credit?
I don't know. Do you put them on the song as like...
Oh, but you can also say someone gave you... Absolutely. Yeah, you can say someone gave me the title and then you create the body.
Okay.
They can just even say whatever they think that they want to...
All right. Well, send them my way. Send them through my Instagram at Natalie Pouchet or send them to my mom.
My way. And say, no. Either one. As long as they give us ideas of things that they haven't heard on... in the music industry, okay, like what do you want to hear?
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I like
it. And the fact that I'm working with very, very beautiful producers.
Yes.
And Humberto Gatica is one of them.
Yes.
You told him already who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's worked with the best. And who knows? The song might just end up in one of Barbara Streisand, Maria Carey, Michael Bublé, Josh Groban, Celine Dion, and you name it. Who knows?
Who knows, Connie?
Yes.
You're doing big things.
Great ideas come like this.
Exactly.
Yes.
You just have to put them out in the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Seasons are changing, and so will your personal taste. Are you tired of the late stage summer and ready for something new? Freshen up your fall with a change in decor, all while upgrading your comfort. That's where Brooklinen comes in. Brooklinen was started to create beautiful, high-end home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. And people, what a success! Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without the luxury level markups. So you get their amazing array of products at a reasonable price. Brooklinen has something for your every comfort need. Ideal for a seasonal refresh because they're launching new products, colors, and patterns all the time. I'm talking buttery, soft, and breathable sheets, plush, and absorbent towels, cozy robes, and comfy loungewear you'll want to put on and never take off. They're so confident in their core products that they come with a 365-day warranty. And fans are confident too. They've received over 75,000 five-star reviews and counting. And their customer service? Clearly, they get their 8 hours every night because they're a dream to work with if you ever have an issue. Riley's incredibly picky with sheets. I mean, so picky. He hates satin and he hates certain types. And I put these sheets on and he sleeps like a baby and never complains. It's the best. So give yourself the comfort refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code HUMBLE to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code HUMBLE for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code HUMBLE. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments, but isn't building your own so much more awesome? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Piper and I'm really bad at doing arts and crafts stuff. I have to say, I'm really not good at it. But with KiwiCo, we made little projects together and she was able to just like hand print everything. And it's almost just like a little thing that I can forever put in her box and say, oh, you did this when you were two. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. They'll be so excited to see these arrive in the mail, and KiwiCo Day will be their favorite day of the month. You'll love how high quality the materials are too. You can cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones even without leaving home. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more, their pride and accomplishment sparks creative confidence for ongoing tinkering and experimentation. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get $50 off your first month, plus free shipping on any freight line with code HUMBLE at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code HUMBLE. If you missed your chance at a summer fling, why not make it a freaky fall? If you're interested in exploring things like threesomes, toy play, or edging, but not sure where to start, Deep Sea Stories can help you explore all your desires. Deep Sea Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now I feel like I have to change my voice. And now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. So close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Deep Sea is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to deepseastories.com/humble. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to deepseastories.com/humble. That's deepseastories.com/humble.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How's Kika's doing? Kick ass.
Oh, Kika's.
You haven't thought about her, have you?
No.
If you guys missed that episode, we drew basically what our positive and our negative self look like. Yeah.
But Kikas is good, though.
Kikas is good.
Kikas is good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost there, pretty much. When I say next time I come, I hope we have already come back from Miami, where we're going to meet Emilio and we're going to finish the actual production of the song.
Yes.
And just get ready to sing the song and perform it at the White House.
I like it. It's very exciting.
I like it too, Natalie.
So my nose is hurting like shit right now, and I'm sticking a Q-tip in it because... I didn't finish telling you. So they were taking out all the stitches.
Yes.
It took them way longer than normal because it was all in my nose.
Uh-huh.
But it's so swollen. He said that the tip is going to drop eventually.
Okay.
But this could take some time.
Natalie, they say that usually when you get a surgery, it takes a year until you actually
6 months
are done.
To a year.
Yeah. So, but it's not true though. I remember.
Uh-huh.
not even 4 weeks, you're already like done.
From my last one or from yours?
Mine.
Oh.
Yeah, 4 weeks, you're fine.
Yeah. Yes. It's a pain in the ass.
Now with makeup, I mean, you guys can put shadows here and shadows there. I mean, you've seen white noses that they make them like really thick with makeup.
Oh.
They look awesome. They look awesome.
No, it's gonna be good. I'm being positive about it.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to cover my face from Riley because Riley just can't handle it yet.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little puss. But this is what I wanted to tell you. If you didn't listen to last week's show.
Right.
I do want to get married. So before going under the knife, I was so freaking scared because I was like, what if something happens? What if I don't wake up? I don't know. And I was like, you know what? I want to marry Riley before I leave this earth. And I haven't even told him yet. It hasn't been even like brought up.
But he'll hear it next Monday?
He doesn't hear the show. He doesn't listen to the show. So I want to like look decent when I bring it up to him.
Oh my God, it's so funny that you're saying that. Because we have, you know how we have a big group of old cousins and nieces.
Yes.
And they were saying.
Cousins. It's cousins.
Oh, same thing. Cousins.
No, cousins.
I said it exactly the same way.
No.
Yeah.
Say it, do it again.
Cousins.
No, cousins.
Cousins.
It's cousins.
Cousins.
Oh my God. Stop saying ings. There's no G.
Oh, cousins.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay.
Cousins.
And I don't know, why do I put a G
you
there?
You always put a G there.
Well, the G strings.
What? All right, keep going.
Okay, so they are sending me a message from Mexico and they're saying, oh, we can't wait to get together. Hopefully the next time we get together.
Will be a wedding?
No.
Oh.
It's for Natalie's bachelor party.
Oh, my bachelor party?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
And I said, no, that's going to probably be a while. I told him
that.
Are
you so sad?
I was sad.
Yeah.
Of course I was sad.
Why? You've already had so many weddings.
It's not that.
Oh, I guess you didn't go to Jessica's wedding.
No, I don't want to die without seeing you get married.
Oh.
You see that?
Can we talk about Jessica, that whole thing? No. Don't want to?
The wedding?
Yeah.
The one that I didn't go to?
Yeah.
That was a sad time.
I know. You don't like talking about sad things. But sometimes I like taking things out of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just sad. It wasn't just me. It was Jackie and I.
Because you guys stopped talking for how many years?
Well, she reached out to me when she left Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're gonna switch it up here for one second. Just so you guys can understand the dynamic here. So Jessica, the oldest, who you guys have now met multiple times, she met her husband when she was 18. And then they got married when she was 18 to 20?
21.
21. She just turned 21. But scrolling back, my mom and my dad got a divorce when...
Three years prior.
Right. No, not 3 years.
From Jessica's... She left 18. Oh. And when she left me, she was almost 15.
15, yeah. Right. So, and you know, divorce is ugly.
Yeah.
Divorce isn't great. And I think, you know, if we could all go back and maybe do things a little different, maybe we would. But here we are, right?
Right.
So everyone sort of... The whole family just became, it was like World War II.
The moment that people get a divorce, there's teams already.
There's people pick sides. It becomes hideous.
Which is horrible.
Unfortunately, when there's children involved, or you're like Gwyneth Paltrow, right? Where she talks about conscious uncoupling. And it's just basically doing things just amicably, okay? Where you're still friends with your, you know, with your ex, and you can co-parent and coexist, right? So obviously that didn't happen. So everyone sort of picked teams. It was hideous. Jessica stopped talking to my mom and to Jackie. This is all Cliff Notes version, by the way. For how many years?
Three. Because when she left Las Vegas, she needed help.
Right.
So she reached out to me. And then I knew she was going to be traveling or working for the airline.
Yeah.
And I gave her a car. I gave her this, a computer, anything, whatever she needed. And then she stopped talking to me again.
Mm.
So she's a user. She was a user. So you're listening to me, you were a user.
Look, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. I know for us, in our shower, I have my products for my hair, and Riley has some stuff for him, and obviously, you know, Piper has her baby stuff. But I am religious about my new Pros line. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say that I've never been more in love with my hair. And I'm not just saying that, I truly mean that. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal. It's using natural ingredients and proven results. So Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking about you as a person, with their in-depth consultation. And it, for me, it was just unexpected things like, you know, where I live. I mean, they talk about basically how dry the air is, or the quality of the air. They get into such specifics about my hair. It took me a good few minutes to have to, like, to really think about the question, because I knew it was going to make such an impact on my whole Pros routine. But the next Pros analyzed all of my answers and determined what unique blend of ingredients should be in every product of my custom routine. And together, Pros got all my hair goals covered. You know, for me, I have very fine hair. I don't have a lot of hair, and I feel like it's thinning and I'm losing it. So I really wanted to focus on all of those aspects. It was so important to me. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. You guys aren't going to want to regret this. Do it. Go do it. Go to pros.com/humble. That's PROSE.com/humble for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Thank me later. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know I'm obsessed with Best Fiends. It's a game, honestly, I can't put down, and I catch myself playing it in the middle of the night. But in my humble but correct opinion, it's the best match 3 style game by far. The rest are basically the same game with a different color scheme. So stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. The Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline. It's complete with good guys, the fiends, and not so good guys, the slugs. Your fiends start out as wee baby versions of their future selves. And the more you play, the more fiends join your team, and the more powerful they become, helping you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. It's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one, and with new content added all the time, so you're never bored. And not to brag, but I'm pretty far along. But still, Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels with more added all the time, so there's always a fresh challenge waiting for me when I need a mental pick-me-up. So download Best Fiends free today on the Apple Store or Google Play. That's Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
So that happened. I was very happy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have no idea. This was a subject that for many years I couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And it was just extremely painful. And it was
until— because so many people go through divorce, and I think no one really wants to talk about it.
Especially when you...
Because it's just so hard.
When it has to do with your children.
Yes.
Okay, so being a mom, because I mean, raising four kids and then one day ending up alone with no kids at all.
Right.
And you just feel like you want to die.
Right.
And that's because there's so much hate from the family members that intervene in the feelings of the children as they are growing. And that is something that people should be very careful, because one thing I know, and I think that was something that I wanted to write in a song, and it's the investment of love that you give your children until the day that they decide that they want to go, let's say, with the other half, your mom or your dad. If they choose to go in a divorce with mom and dad, stay calmed.
Stay calm.
Mm-hmm. Because if you know deep in your heart that you gave the best as a parent, you sit down and enjoy life while they come back. Because when they come back, you will receive and again what you planted. Mm-hmm. You planted these
seeds. What you invested into your children.
Yes.
Right. Because your mom would always tell you that, right?
Yes. And my father said,
because
I was
back.
Crying all these years. I was performing. I was an artist and I still couldn't be happy. And my father and they both and my mom, enjoy life. You were a great mom. They're going to come back. And by the time they come back, your life as a singer and performer is going to end. And it happened. Because the moment that you guys started coming back to my life,
so
I wanted to give up everything. You guys were my priority.
I was the youngest and I obviously chose, because we had lived with you first and then we ended up going with my dad. And again, I'm not going to get into major detail, but I was the youngest, so I would still come and visit you.
Right.
And that's why my cousin Tanya, who's on the podcast often, that's why her and I are so close, because we were still able to have that relationship still, you know, growing up.
Right. But it was when Jackie left.
But then, so Jackie and Jessica both stopped talking to you for a little bit.
Well, do you know that for a long time?
Right, how
long
was
that? They were not speaking to me for a while. And then Jackie is the one that one day she reached out to me, and then she told her father that she was with her friend or her neighbors.
Yeah.
And she was not true. She was already in L.A.
Yeah.
And I remember picking her up and with her friends. And I was living right across the ocean. And that's why that song, I mean, you want to probably play one of these days. But I remember just traveling with her in the car. I was going to cry.
I know. It was
what a feeling to have her in the car. And then the song starts to play and we're looking at the ocean. And we're hugging and saying, wow, this is what it feels like to be back with my mom.
Yeah.
And... So from there, she kept coming more often with her friends. They were just teenagers.
Because I think for when you're a child going through divorce, you almost feel like you're going to upset one parent when you want to be with the other parent and vice versa.
Right.
There's this guilt, right? If the divorce is tumultuous, you just feel bad. And on any side.
Parents cannot choose the children
I know.
As the weapons. Children need to do whatever they want to do.
I know.
Whatever they
and I think that's like the doing. Most important thing. I think you get so caught up and you want to protect the children. But sometimes
when you guys are fearful of what if I tell this to my dad or my mom and they get mad. And what if I.
Exactly. I think that we had just had that for so many years.
Oh,
and when
God.
Jackie was like, I really want to see my mom.
Yeah.
And I think she just was scared of what my dad was going to say. And then and vice versa. Anytime that would happen. Right. So. And so I think.
And then she decided
when
to come,
she did it, it was like, oh, like I've been missing my mom for so many years.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you guys started building a relationship. Jessica was still not a part of the relationship.
Right.
I had always been.
And Jessica had already moved out.
Right.
She was already dating. And, and that's when the wedding started to, the plans for the wedding.
So then, and that's where we get to the wedding. So Jessica meets the guy and not the guy, but you know. Her guy. And then they get married. And I think Jessica was mad at Jackie for talking to you, right?
Right. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so then you guys all stopped talking.
Yeah.
And it was really ugly for a while. And, you know, I think Jessica also lives with regrets as well. And that's why it's.
Yeah.
I think it's good for us now because we are also, because everyone's always like, how are you guys all so close? It's like, yeah, but we weren't always this close.
No, and that's what you, sometimes you have to go through.
You have to go through the shit.
Yeah.
The storm. Yes.
And then the calm, you know,
yeah.
And that's something that, well, now we're addicted to each other.
Yes.
When people say, are you really in a group in a text with your children? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
We say everything through text and in a group.
And look, I mean, I hope that there's other families out there that didn't have to go through like really crazy shit to have to be close to each other. But unfortunately for us,
yeah,
we had to go through some stuff.
And like you said, sometimes children say the things that they regret later, mm-hmm. you know, in life, some of them or many, I hope. But I remember speaking to Jessica briefly when she was
before the wedding.
Uh-huh. And I asked her, what would you like for your birthday? When I was barely able to maybe speak to her.
Yeah.
And she said, I hope that you die. Mm. That was her response. And that killed me for forever. Yeah. And
until you guys talked. You guys talked about it, right?
Yeah, we did talk about it. And that's when she says, I'm sorry, Mom. It's just sometimes as you're growing, you know, into a divorce lifestyle, it's just so hard that maybe us as parents need to think even deeper, further, before we even include the children mm-hmm. into any kind of separation. They have no reason to suffer, you know, infidelities of any of the parents or whatever has caused the divorce to be.
Yeah.
Children should not be involved in any way. On the contrary, this is where you want the families, the outsiders, mm-hmm. to get together. Think of the children.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
They come first. Priority number one.
Yeah. I feel like it, because we have a lot of family and friends and whatever that have gone through divorce. And it seems that it doesn't matter what age.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, look, I was 7 when everything started sort of unfolding. My brother-in-law, you know, Tim was in his 20s.
Yes.
Right? And I think that no matter what.
Yes. Somebody said, what age do you think?
What's the perfect age? By the way, there's no perfect age.
There's no perfect
age. I mean, I guess
age.
When they're babies, that for them, it's almost like it's the norm. Do you know what I mean? Like
too little.
Like Piper.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, I mean, even then I feel like she probably would sense it, but she does. I don't think she would. For her, it would just be like, yeah, this is my life. They've always been apart.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a perfect time.
There's no perfect time.
You know, so no. It's almost like you just have to take care of yourself, your happiness, your health.
Yeah. And then the wedding comes. It's time for the wedding.
Right.
And we start hearing things that you said something that Jackie heard. Like, did you hear Natalie saying something to?
Right. Because I was what,
you
like
a phone call or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
said something about the dress and Natalie and Jackie goes, Mom, something is happening here. They're not telling us something. I think Jessica is going to get married.
Yes.
And then, so here we are, the date of the wedding, and we're in Las Vegas.
You guys went to Vegas?
We were in Vegas, and Jackie is in some kind of seminar or something from uh-huh. work. It was some work. And I don't know where I was, Chippendales or something. I don't know. And then suddenly Jackie goes, this is it, Mom.
Yeah.
And we meet somewhere in a hotel and we just hugged and cried. And she goes, I can't believe they didn't invite me to the wedding. I can't believe you were not there either. And so it was just very painful. And who would have known that 6 months later,
mm-hmm.
whenever the baby was born.
6 months?
No, it was a little later that when she got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, she got pregnant the next year.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So by the time I met my first granddaughter, she was little still, maybe 5 months or so. I would have known that from there on, Jessica and I became the best friends.
Yeah.
I taught her, the little one, to walk, to go to the bathroom.
You were there because she was living in Louisiana or Arizona.
I would fly. I would cross the country with my car at 12 to 1 in the morning just to make it there.
So then how did she come back into your life?
I think we met sometime in Vegas. I think she was somewhere mm-hmm. there. And I remember her walking with the baby. She was pushing the stroller, and you guys were there too.
It was like a family thing.
From your side,
right?
And then she just happened to see me, and I saw the baby.
That's right.
And
that's
I
right.
just, I went crazy, and she just hugged me. And
you went crazy?
Of happiness.
Oh.
Of happiness, seeing my little one.
Right.
And then, of course, all three together. And then the next thing.
I had the worst memory. I don't remember.
And then the next thing, it's she's living in Louisiana, and then she's living in Las Vegas, and then she's not happy here, and she's not happy there, and she's until finally what she wanted is to be with all of us.
Uh-huh.
And then you said, I'm going back to Los Angeles. I want to live with my mom. So when, when you and Jackie were already living with me, that's when she then became said, I want to be with my sisters too. And that's when all three of us.
Right. So Jackie graduates high school and she's gone and she moves in with my mom. I was a freshman in high school living in Las Vegas. And I came one summer. It was summer going into sophomore year. And I was like, I'm not going back.
No.
And I stayed.
Yep.
I had a boyfriend here. You know, when you're young,
yeah.
you just, I don't know, something was calling me to stay.
Yeah.
And I stayed with you guys. Now we're all living together, mm-hmm. right? I finished high school at Diamond Bar High. And Jackie's in college. We're all living together. And then that's when Jessica was like,
she was living.
She was living in Louisiana and then she moved to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then from Vegas, she was like, I have to come to California.
Yep.
And then she came to California and now we've literally been inseparable.
Yeah.
Ever since. And obviously we're missing so much to that story.
Yeah.
But
she's the only one that actually calls me mamacita.
Yes.
Every
and then
time.
When Jackie got married, that for you was your first.
That was my first wedding.
Wedding. And it was like you guys went balls to the wall
Absolutely.
At her wedding.
Yes.
So I think every time we talk about a wedding, that was a long story to tell you that my mom gets very sensitive when we talk about my wedding because
yes.
I think missing one and then having Jackie's and now I'm her baby and my brother obviously never got married.
Right.
Which you have to give us an update on him in a little bit. But so I think that you really want to see me walk down that aisle.
Definitely.
And we will. We're going to do it.
We're going
to
do it.
So let's make sure that my nose just goes back to normal. Okay. You can find your husband and you can bring him to the wedding too. How's Carlos?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Yes. And for all of the people that are out there with someone, doing some time, I just want to let them know that sometimes God chooses us. It's like when you're driving and you get a DUI, people don't know what it's like. The people that keep drinking, they don't know what it's to have a DUI until they get it. That's the first lesson. You know what? You never do it again. Now, same thing with our family members, whoever, is incarcerated, especially when they're not violent. It's just, it has to do with drugs.
Right.
Things like that. They stop smoking. They look better.
Mm-hmm.
They're taken care of. I know it's not the normal, regular way that, that they're treated.
Of getting clean or whatever, but.
It's a tough way of getting healthier.
So, yeah.
But hey, he sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually talking about saying, oh, well, people that are not violent right now with all this COVID and all kinds of things that are happening, they might let him go.
On good
a
behavior.
A little sooner on good behavior. And he's really smart. I mean, he knows how this thing works.
That's scary.
But,
that's what scares me,
you
though.
You know what? The thing is about him,
mm-hmm.
when he calls, he sounds just so energized.
Right.
And
he's in good spirits.
Yeah.
And
Mom, just send me the pictures that I have. Because he loves these pictures with his girls and this and that. I said, Carlos, don't get me involved in all that
oh,
thing.
Oh, God.
I'm not asking you for much. Oh, in the Bible.
Oh, I mean, Jesus criminy, Carlos.
Can you put some money, just maybe a couple of $100 or something? I won't bother you until January. And then in 3 weeks, maybe just a little bit more.
Yeah, but didn't that one guy tell you don't put
no,
so much
that's why
money?
I'm not.
Okay, good.
No, especially when they're losing weight. You know that he lost 40 pounds?
On jail food?
Yeah, right now he would have never lose 40 pounds.
No.
Never. So now he lost 40
and
pounds.
And he's sober.
He's sober, not smoking.
Is he really sober though?
Yeah.
Okay, because you can get so many drugs in there.
Right, and he knows. He says, but now it's so dangerous to get involved into all that. What he wants, he just wants to get the heck out.
I'm sure he does.
He wants to be in good behavior. He has never had any kind of disciplinary.
My fear is that what? He's going to come out and then he's just going to get back into the same routine again when he's out here. I mean, there's got to be something that, like, what do we get him involved in?
Well, like, I think I mentioned this in one of my other shows that
we went through all of that.
Yeah, it would be nice for the court system to say, hey, do you want to send him to,
I know.
Russia,
we talked about all that. But I feel like he's just, something's got to change when he's out.
Right, but that's what they need to get out of the same cycle of when they come out, they need to go to rehab. The people in rehab, they're all doing the same thing again. So they get caught up in the same cycle of the same system.
I know, it's the same shit.
The same shit. I don't say bad words. but anyway, there will be something else that can be done, we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll find someone to help us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we need to find some help.
We need a game plan.
Yes.
Well, I love you. Thank you for going there. I know it's a hard subject with the whole past and everything, but I love you.
I'm so excited about another wedding.
I know. Yes. It's good. And by the way, look at you now. You have all your grandchildren. We're all closer than ever. I mean, God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So
I'm overwhelmed.
And you're the best. We love you. You know, we can't even imagine our life without you. You're the Kris Jenner to our Kardashian. Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
And come back anytime.
Can we leave people just with a happy song?
Sure.
I wrote a song called My Body that was my first one when I was 15 years old. And I thought, oh my God, that everything that, you know, young kids would do is, oh, they look at your body. If you have a good body, then you're it. Otherwise, forget it. So I wrote a song called My Body. And even now I can confirm that that's all they're looking for.
Oh, stop. I love you.
Okay. Thank you. I hope people love it and dance with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Mi cuerpo. Bye. I love you too, my love. Thank you for having me over.
Bye.
Yo sé que solo buscan tu cuerpo y lo vuelve loco tu sexy movimiento. Soy la leona que les pone a gozar. No es la Macarena, pero vamos a bailar. De un lado para el otro levantando las manos.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I always love having my mom. She's so sweet. And, you know, I enjoy having these conversations with her because I think it's therapeutic for her, for myself, and maybe for you guys that are either going through a situation, know someone that's going through a situation. Just know that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And you have a community here. If you need to reach out to somebody, please do. And I love you guys. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review. Please give me 5 stars. Please. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.